May 14, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Selective Hearing. Opening Prayer. King of Kings, help me to see your loving provisions and submit to your rule in all that I do. Read Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 21. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again, I ask, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. Reflect. The Lord wakens me morning by morning to listen to him. He has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. This section of Romans is saturated with references to Isaiah. The feet in verse 15 are those of a messenger who ran back from the battlefield to bring news to people waiting to hear. In Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, from where this quotation is taken, it refers to deliverance from the Babylonian exile. Here, the news is that Jesus Christ has defeated sin and death. In Isaiah's time, it wasn't just the surrounding nations that didn't believe. The Israelites themselves didn't apply what the prophets were saying. There's hearing, and then there's hearing. It's one thing to have something wash over our ears. It's something altogether different when we pay attention, ponder, and act on what we have heard. The word hear is often used in this latter sense in the Old Testament. When the Israelite slaves called out to God in Egypt, he heard their groaning, remembered his covenant, looked upon the Israelites, and took notice of them. He heard. We all know about this from children. Children have perfected the art of selective hearing. And it's not just children. Paul plays with this idea in the next few verses. Of course, the Israelites had heard the good news. They just chose to tune it out. God, rejected by the very people he had chosen, turned to the Gentiles and revealed himself to them. This is the gist of Paul's argument in chapters 9 through 11. The Jews, who rejected God and were under his wrath, will now be jealous of the salvation he offers to the Gentiles and be provoked by their jealousy to return to him. The first seedlings could be seen in the church at Rome, as Jews and Gentiles together worshipped the risen Christ. Apply. The words of Scripture may, over time, become so familiar that we no longer hear them. Pinch yourself. What God has done through Jesus Christ is stunning. Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, help me to not only hear, but to apply and act on what you teach me in Scripture about the wonder of the gospel.